Good morning, friends around the world. For the next several meditations, I'm going to be sharing with you ways we can build healthier and happier relationships with those we are close to and those we love. These meditations will be organized in six categories that will speak of ways we separate and divide from one another, building walls, or ways that will join and draw us closer to one another, building bridges. Let's take a look at those six categories right now. First, we'll look at our communication skills and how we can use these skills to build bridges. We'll not only address what we say, but we'll take a look at body language as well. Part two is about becoming curious. We'll see that it's a wonderful means for us to use to develop what Trish speaks of in her meditations as a beginner's mind. Part three is about cognitive behavior, where we are set free of the bondage of our feelings that imprison us and set us free to build bridges in our relationships. Part four, we'll consider our feelings and how we respond in healthy ways to one another. Part five, we'll take a look at the emotion of anger and consider how it can become an asset in our world and in our relationships. Part six, we'll look at the concept of freedom in our relationships and by giving up our need to control others. Okay, let's begin looking at part one by looking at some of the tools that will help us build bridges in our relationships. In the first part, communications, we'll be looking at verbal language and body language, how we speak to one another to build walls or bridges. So let's get started, okay? Are you ready to meditate on the first tool? Well, here it is. We don't interrupt. We wait until the other person has finished speaking before we start talking. We listen and avoid the temptation to think about what we're going to say next. Remember, we have one mouth and two ears for a reason. Sometimes when we're in relationships with people for a long time, we set patterns, and maybe interrupting one another is a pattern that has been set in your life. Do you know subconsciously what we're saying to the other person when we interrupt them? Shut up. What I have to say is more important than what you're saying right now. Oh, I know. We don't do it intentionally. We don't say that. We don't even think it. But that's a subconscious message that is being sent. So let's practice. Don't interrupt. Wait until the other person has stopped talking. But what if they keep on talking? Let them. And after they've finished, you might even say, "Can I say something now?" And they'll say, "Sure." And you start talking. And they interrupt you. Well, of course, that's the pattern that's been set. So what do? Shut up. Let them talk. And finally, they're going to look at you kind of strange and say, "What?" Well, I have something to say. Well, go ahead, say it. And you start talking again, and they interrupt you again. Shut up. Go ahead, say what you want to say. Sooner or later, if you practice this first tool of no interruption, you'll see how your communication begins to build bridges instead of walls. Spend the rest of the time we have together this morning and consider this first tool we've talked about. Think about the times in the past that you've interrupted people. Did it go well? Maybe envision ways that you might find the curiosity to listen to what they have to say and build bridges in that relationship instead of walls.